Central Illinois' first female candidate for Eagle Scout is a young woman who hails from Peoria.
We're doing trail reconstruction, and we built two benches, we put in some steps, we fixed a hand railing, and then we dug out a bunch of dirt from drainage ditches.
That's Eagle Scout candidate Celeste Saul. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.
Today is Friday, October 16th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. District 150 high schoolers will learn about noteworthy LGBTQ figures in U.S. history starting next spring. Tim Shelley tells us more.
A state law requires Illinois public schools to adopt lesson plans which include LGBTQ figures in an effort to be more inclusive. Chicago recently adopted the Free Legacy Project curriculum, and Peoria is looking to follow. Becca Mathis is the Adolescent Health Coordinator at Holt Center for Healthy Living and one of the co-chairs of the implementation committee.
There is evidence that the improvement of school climate to be inclusive of all students, regardless of gender identity, sexual orientation, is going to have a positive effect on the educational outcomes and success of those students.
Derek Kimler, Executive Director of Central Illinois Friends, agrees.
They have the freedom to finally listen and learn to the curriculums they're being taught. If they're too busy in class debating on who they are and beating themselves up and hating themselves for who they are and fear that they're going to lose their homes or their families, they're not listening in the classrooms.
Superintendent Sharon DeMullen-Carratt says the Legacy Project curriculum will be beneficial for students while not being overly burdensome on teachers.
It makes the curriculum richer, provides a lot more information, more interesting information, and we're fulfilling that inclusive mandate.
Eventually, District 150 plans to roll out the curriculum to middle and grade schoolers as well. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Two Woodford County women are the Tri-County area's latest COVID-19-related deaths. The region's death toll stands at 107. Peoria is one of 30 cities in a nationwide program examining ways to confront COVID-19 budget issues. And should a coroner have medical credentials to get elected? Peoria County voters will decide next month. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Peoria's Celeste Saul is set to become Central Illinois' first female Eagle Scout. Tori Dahlhoff brings us her story.
Last weekend at Singing Woods Nature Preserve on the northern edge of Peoria, the fall colors of the forest were rivaled only by the colorful array of badges on 18-year-old Celeste Saul's scout uniform.
This is my rank, my life rank, and then I've got my totem chip so I can use knives and axes and everything, and then my OA patch because I'm now a member of the OA.
Saul was one of a handful of scouts resting under a pavilion after completing a morning of work along one of the forest preserve's winding, hilly trails.
We're doing trail reconstruction in. We built two benches, we put in some steps, we fixed a hand railing, and then we dug out a bunch of dirt from drainage ditches.
That trail project, organized and managed by Saul, is one of the final steps on her path to become the first female Eagle Scout in Central Illinois' W.D. Boyce Council of the Boy Scouts of America. That council includes over 19,000 youth throughout a 14-county swath of central Illinois. Saul is leading the region's female Eagle Scout pack since it was only in 2019 when the Boy Scouts of America first opened its flagship scouting program, now known as Scouts BSA, to allow for female youth members. Saul is one of six girls that makes up East Peoria's Troop 1627. W.D. Boyce Council CEO Lee Shaw said that in just under 2 years, his region's council has added 91 female members to the Scouts BSA program and over 200 girls to Cub Scouts.
Which represents somewhere in the neighborhood of 7% of our membership. So there is indeed an appetite for females to get involved in the program here.
Nationally, over 32,000 girls are now members of Scouts BSA. The inclusion of female members was the latest in a line of policy changes for the Boy Scouts of America in recent years. In 2013, the organization began allowing openly gay members, followed by an end to the prohibition on gay troop leaders in 2015, and then allowing participation of scouts who self-identify as male in 2017. Shaw said the addition of female members is part of an evolution of the Boy Scouts of America that he has witnessed during his 30 years with the organization.
to last a century, you really do have to evolve. 10 and 20 years from now, we'll look back at a legacy of females who had the opportunity to be involved in a scouting program, and they'll go on to do remarkable things, and we'll be able to look back and watch how that just unfolded.
The rank of Eagle Scout has long carried with it a certain merit that was previously reserved for only the young men who achieved it. More than just a badge of personal pride, the Eagle Scout designation often lands on a scout's resume and can impact their earliest career opportunities.
I've talked to many business people throughout the country, really, and oftentimes those that are familiar with scouting will say, I would always look for an application or an applicant that had scouting experience. And if they were an Eagle Scout, then I would kind of put them at the top of the list. I think that it's going to be a wonderful thing for young women to stand toe-to-toe with anyone else.
It's going to be really good for being able to like have that honor, and all the hard work, it's going to pay off.
Celeste's parents, Sally and Lance Saul of Dunlap, beamed while talking about their daughter's achievement and the personal growth they've witnessed along the way.
This last few months, it's really neat to see her confidence grow and just like her communication skills.
Her leadership.
Leadership mm-hmm. skills, yeah. What she can do within the troop.
3 years ago, I would never have known that I could have been doing all this fun stuff, and just being able to have the opportunity to be outside and grow and learn different life experiences and life skills. I just went in wanting to do it, and then it turns out I'll be the first girl.
For Peoria Public Radio, I'm Tori Dahlhoff.
And you can watch a short video featuring Celeste's trail project at wcbu.org. Everyone can access this essential public service thanks to community support. We're asking everyone who can to please contribute now during our fall fund drive so we can meet our goals and keep the news coming. Please contribute now at wcbu.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm Agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.